Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
1985, we came alive with the wind. We put the birds right back in the pit. Yeah. 2014, left the sour map bumming. Now it's 2015, and we're back and we're coming. Straight out of the cuff, man. Straight off the block, man. We got Johnny and the Z-Man straight going off, man. Yeah. Salvador, Salvador, where you at? Stick and stick the cheese past the hungry rat. As a matter of fact, it's like that was me too. My Sundays at the K in those powder blues. Logano is the ace and the K is the place. So come on, KC, show this league how we play.
Turn up, Daddy. That's right. Turn up, boy.
Ah, yeah.
Put this on your Spotify list.
Or not.
What? I'll bump to that in the parking lot, man. I'll toss some bags, drink some wheats, smoke some cigs.
When you come pick up your t-shirts at 10 a.m. in the station parking lot, that's what we'll be blasting.
Yeah, dude. We'll have the we'll go into Sterling's office and steal the engineering radio and blast that thing on repeat.
Yeah.
I'll take my damn shirt off and stand on top of my car. Wave around like your head like a helicopter. Shout out PB Pablo.
Wow, that was a
I wonder if he's still alive. For those asking, hour and a half is normally when gates open. And then the parking lot, I don't know,
man. Like, are you tailgating or what are you doing today?
Yeah. That's not a great song from the 816.
No. Thanks, coach.
Yeah.
Just because we play it doesn't because it was breakfast. I mean,
no masterpiece.
We don't have if it wasn't for breakfast every day, folks.
You would be okay to put some A1 on that steak. And it's not because it's well done.
No.
But hey, you know what? You can just YouTube. I did that last night. I was, kind of drifting away into the evening, and I was like, I wonder how many, because I heard a song on this radio station I listened to, and they were playing like Royals songs from when they were in the playoffs in 14 and 15.
Yeah,
some of them were decent. Okay, some of them are okay.
There are a few that kind of are catchy, like,
so I went back and I'm like, in YouTube, I'm like, Kansas City Royals like theme songs,
yeah,
or postseason songs, and like that one came up, and I told Mac about this morning. I was like, "Dude, you got to
remember that from 10 years ago, yeah, right?"
Somebody
straight out of Kaufman.
I mean, somebody.
People had
it.
Their shirts, the straight out of Kaufman t-shirts and that's whatnot. Right. Like, fun. People got on, you know, on the bandwagon and had fun with it, as they should. And you know, just because you make a song doesn't mean it's good. You know, Cody knows that as well as anybody.
Oh my. Somebody says, for nostalgia, can we get Royal by Lord?
I didn't like that song either.
What? That
terrible.
That whole album was great.
Eh, not a fan.
Yeah, I figured.
Not a fan. I got to have music that kind of gets me excited. That just...
Meh. Like, it's a good song, but it's not like a pregame.
I think the problem is it got overplayed.
Yeah, like it's just not like. Yeah. What does that get you excited to do?
You ready for some playoffs? Yeah, no, it's not. It doesn't give me like.
We can be royal.
I just said. I mean, you got to put a little bit more respect on her name than that. That's disrespectful.
Not really. Nah, not a fan. It's okay. You don't have to like everybody in music or sports
or make fun of them.
I'm not making fun. I'm just singing the song.
What? You just literally made her sound like a terrible singer.
I think that's Bob trying.
Was that you too who's singing it? Mac wasn't just me. Max over there going, I don't particularly like the song. Just because she says royal doesn't mean I have to like it.
I didn't say it too.
No, Patrick Mahomes like cheeseburgers. Well, we all better eat them then.
It's like, I don't know. I think Bob Dylan's a terrible singer, but I think he's a great songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
I could not literally listen to more than 5 seconds of Bob Dylan.
It's fine. Yeah. It's your opinion.
Yeah. Popular one. 3 weeks after listening to Bob Dylan.
Yeah, those
who's made more money, Dylan or Lord?
Probably Bob Dylan. He's 99 years old.
And a Lord ain't one, right? Mm. I mean, have we heard from Lord since that song? Like,
yeah, she's Randy Marsh. What? That's true. That's what I watched. She's Stan Marsh's dad.
It's ridiculous.
It's fact. I mean, I don't know. You can call me a liar. What song hits harder, Royal by Lord or Brett Veachtown? It's still
Brett Veachtown. Yeah, come on.
That's got a shirt after it.
I mean, yeah, there's a movement, my man.
Yeah, come on, who's better, the Chiefs, the Jets? Like, this is not hard. Come on, Brett Veachtown.
Play the Johnny Cueto song.
Okay.
I don't know. People just, you know.
Becoming way back Wednesday for the Royals. I like it. All right. What was it? Johnny Cueto song. All right. We'll get that. Johnny we'll get Cueto, that lined up.
Johnny Cueto.
I mean, and then show the picture of him in the bed.
Oh Lord.
Was he like with a horse or something? Or
it's interesting. Yeah, I remember that.
French toast had never crossed my mind.
Oh God, we're doing this again.
There'd be no strips of bacon on the side. No eggs of any kind. If it wasn't for breakfast. If it wasn't for breakfast.
Hey, that's better than Lord.
It's so good.
Somebody says that song by Lord is straight ass.
Yes. It is. Thank you.
Well.
Oh, that's good.
There you go. Anyways, let's get into Max Pack.
It's time for Max Pack.
I don't know how to follow that up.
You don't.
I really don't, and I won't. That's okay. Let's get to some Max Pack. Okay, who's the most likely to hoist a Lombardi trophy as of us headed into week six? Okay, number one, it's easy. Like, it's I don't easy. Even, yeah. We don't even really have to go in it, but I will because I want to. It's the Kansas City Chiefs, 5-0.
Wait, hang on. Dominique Foxworth said, though, that the Ravens are better than the Chiefs.
That's my fault. Let me
because of an unfortunate toe.
Yeah.
You're right. That was a brutal take from Dominique.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
And we'll get to the Ravens later in this list, but the Chiefs are number one. I think they have the best defense in the league. And I think, you know, we were kind of hesitant to say that maybe last season throughout the year. The playoffs happened. We're like, wow, they really were the best defense all year. And this season, I don't think we've got to wait. This is the best defense in the league. And I really don't think there's huge competition. There's not like some Cleveland monsters. The Ravens aren't what they were last year. The Chiefs have the best defense. They have a top five offensive line. Yeah, I know the best quarterback and the greatest quarterback of all time hasn't looked like it these first few weeks. He showed us a glimpse last week, and they're still 5-0. They can do it with anyone. I think it was Colin Cowherd yesterday who I heard say, everyone's circumstantial but the Chiefs. That is the case. The Chiefs don't rely on circumstances. It does not matter if their star running back's out. It doesn't matter if their top two wide receivers are out. It does not matter because Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes are inevitable.
I've been saying it for years, and people never want to believe it. They don't want to buy in. And now all of a sudden, they're like, oh, yeah. You've been saying that for like 5 years. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. It's like the video that I go back to all the time, I think it was during COVID, and Frank Caliendo did the schedule release. And, you know, they're like doing predictions, and he was Andy Reid, and he's like 17-0. And they just kept flashing the Mahomes jersey, right? Like, he just kept, like, I'm making the face on the camera so you can watch. He's like, and it's true. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is the cure-all, and Andy Reid is the cure-all to everything. And people are like, oh my God, aren't you upset about Rashi Rice? I'm like, who is that again? No, I'm not. He'll be fine.
They'll figure it out, and they're going to be number one for a while is probably my prediction.
And the reason they can figure it out now, too, is because the defense now, as you mentioned, is the best in the NFL.
It is.
And it's just the way it is. Like, I hate to break it to the rest of the NFL. We're on autopilot, man. We are. We're on autopilot.
Well, they changed their entire facial structure as a team. They went from a offensive, we're just going to be the Legion of Zoom, to now we're going to be the best defensive team, and we're going to run a 14-man set with tight ends, and we're going to run the ball with Kareem Hunt. Oh, and by the way, when we get Pacheco back, we're going to run the ball with him. And then when it's negative 17 degrees outside and cold, have fun.
I mean, see, that's the...
They're going to be boring, but they're going to win.
Who cares? They're going to win. Right? I'm not here to make you excited about watching football in Tuscaloosa. Right, here's the thing about that, though. Like, I think people are waking up this morning maybe around the NFL and going, Freeman hasn't lost a step. Oh, crap. They're going to get Pacheco back, too. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to have Hunt and Pacheco in that backfield. And like Dusty said, when it's 20 below zero and we got a home game in the playoffs and we're shattering helmets, yeah. It's going to be because running backs are running through that line of scrimmage.
And you're going to run with Forston, Blake Bell, Noah Gray, Travis Kelce, and receiver Juju or Worthy.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what do you do? Do you get ready to get punched in the mouth? Or do you? Oh, and by the way, there's an offensive line there that's pretty good as well.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it's November 15th. Chiefs are 8-0. And, oh, we get a Hollywood Brown report. Oh, he's ahead of schedule.
He's ahead coming of back. Schedule,
and all of a sudden, everyone's
getting a three-peat shot, right?
Is it week 10 you play the Bills?
That sounds right to me. Yeah, week 10.
They better not lose again.
And spoiler alert, we won't get to the Bills
Buffalo
in this Max
Bills,
back.
November 17th at Buffalo.
Okay. Number two, the Minnesota Vikings. They didn't look great this week, but the London games, I don't really take a lot from them. I mean, they're always strange. They're always weird. The field's weird. Jets defense is solid.
Pretty
right?
Sala. Too soon? Too soon?
Oh, I like that.
Don't escort me out of here by security.
They are a tossed Sala. Everybody gets escorted out by security, though. Like, that became the biggest no story ever yesterday. Like, you want to talk about clickbait? Robert Sala escorted out by security. Yeah, when you get fired in companies, they always take you out.
And they probably, it was probably very nice. Hey, have
it
a good day.
It probably was. The guy was like, man, I love working with you.
Yeah, sorry about this.
Yeah.
I holding him by the arms, dragging him out.
The story took off like it was like, oh my God, like Sala was doing something. He got fired. Security took his key card, took him to the car, and that was that.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell, we've talked about him every week. The Minnesota Vikings, they have the best receiver in the league. Their Brian Flores is fantastic on defense. He's kind of like Spags. He dials up the blitz way more, but he does like to come after you. Baltimore Ravens, number three. They're fantastic. I think the defense has taken a large step back, and I think that is going to be huge when they have to face the Chiefs or the Bills or whoever it is. I mean, the Bengals put up 38 points on them this week. Okay,
how are they fantastic?
Because the offense is really, 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 really good.
Yeah.
I think Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry are starting to figure it out. I think John Harbaugh and Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, are starting to go, okay, we're actually going to live through Derrick Henry. John Harbaugh, after week one, was like, yeah, we're going to, you know, Zay Flowers, Justice Hill, Mark Andrews, everyone's going to be involved. We're not here to – and now it's like, okay, no, Derrick Henry's how we ride or die.
I mean, he's shown a lot already this season. You wonder if the wheels will fall off later as he gets, you know, as the season gets on. But, I mean, his first 5 weeks have been really good.
Yeah, I tried. Yeah, I mean, he's an anomaly.
Minus Kansas City.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. And the Chiefs,
nobody runs against the Chiefs.
No one does.
Nobody.
No one's averaged, I think, 3 yards a carry against the Chiefs.
Barry Sanders and Walter Payton, like, I'm glad I never had to play the Chiefs defense.
Who runs against the Chiefs? Nobody.
Detroit at number four. Bye week, but I'm still putting them in here.
Okay.
I think they're a well-rounded team. I think the defense has actually taken a step up. We brought up Aiden Hutchinson last week. Didn't get to watch him this weekend.
Right.
But that's a guy who's going to maybe be a top five DPOY candidate this season. I think that really matters for the rest of that team. That secondary gets a little Swiss cheesy at times.
Right.
But the pass rush helps. You got Jared Goff. You got a litany of offensive weapons. I'm going to go Detroit at four.
There was a time when the Miami Dolphins fired their coach, Regis Philbin, in the middle of the season. I think it was after a London game.
Mm-hmm. Is that your final answer?
It is. And Dan Campbell was promoted as the interim coach of the Miami Dolphins.
That.
And then they interviewed him for the head coaching job and didn't give him the head coaching job.
Find out who the next coach is on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Okay, Bob, they have the genius Mike McDaniel, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Their Dolphins are good.
Him and I are wearing the same pants today.
And then number five, Texans.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Texans.
So, again, Chiefs.
Vikings. Ravens.
Ravens.
Lions. And Texans.
Can I ask who's right outside the pack?
It'd be the Bills are close.
Okay.
Bills and the Packers would be my honorable mentions.
That's what I thought. Packers or Bills.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Who's the bottom feeders?
Well, coming in at number 32, you fire your coach. You're the worst team in the NFL. The Jets are number 32. They are a rudderless ship right now that is being run by a guy who licks toads and Aaron Rodgers and only cares about himself. How about chicken Aaron Rodgers yesterday canceling his McAfee appearance, moving it back till today?
What a wuss.
I mean, that whole story.
I actually think that's smart. Like, for the first time in a while for Rodgers. Because who knows what he would have said, and I'm sure his like agent or PR guy's like, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
And he's still going to say something egregious today.
Of course he is. But I can't wait to see what he has to say. That's why it's a great bit. Number 31 are the Patriots for me. I mean, they just stink.
Drake May, baby.
They just stink, yeah. I think that number 30 are the Cincinnati Bengals. They are not a very good football team right now. They have no direction. They're probably going to have to fire their coach. The Dolphins at number 29. And then the Carolina Panthers come in at number 28. On the outside looking in, I've got the Las Vegas Raiders, who who this week, folks, this week, in the middle of the season, are now having a quarterback competition.
Between Aiden O'Connell and Minshew.
That's exactly right. So if you have a quarterback competition in week five between anybody, let alone Minshew and O'Connell, you don't have a quarterback. They should play quarterbackless. Just do the Wildcat the whole time.
Is Pierce going to get canned this season?
Boy, I don't know. It's the
After
Raiders.
After 1 year?
I mean,
I know. That's...
The problem is the Raiders aren't cash solvent. They don't have any money.
Right.
And so if you fire Antonio Pierce, you got to pay him off, then hire a new coaching staff again. Like, I think he survives because they don't have any money to buy these guys out.
Maybe Bengals coming in at 30, though. Wow.
Maybe they'll get Bisaka again.
Yeah, they should have kept him to begin with.
Well, classic Raiders.
Yep.
Raiders gonna Raider. Just like Chargers gonna Charger. Derrick Henry sucked last week until overtime. Well, it mattered then.
He had like an 80-yard run and won the game
and
for
And they
him.
Didn't give him the ball the whole fourth quarter. And that's what I'm saying. I think they're going to learn.
Sucked because you had him on your fantasy team or sucked because, you know.
Like, come on. Won in the game. Two weeks in a row, he's won in the game.
I do want to get into this while we have a little bit of time. With the Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh and New York Jets thing yesterday. Because as you remember, it breaks about, what, 9-ish in the morning?
Yeah, 9 o'clock hour yesterday.
So,
yeah.
You know, right when our show's getting ready to end, and by gosh, all we knew at the time was that Robert Saleh was removed from his duties and fired as a coach, which I'm sure he loves, and I'm sure that he's okay with because he can just go, like, Pat McAfee will say in this clip that you will hear, he can go on vacation and he gets a guaranteed contract, so he doesn't really care. And then, Bob, I went home yesterday because Monday was a late night, took a little hour snooze, longer than normal, normally the 25, 30 minutes, the perfect time period. And I woke up to just like six new legs of this parlay. And I was like, this is, from what I heard at 9:15 to what I'm hearing now at 11:15, was insanely different. This was McAfee talking about Glazer's tweet.
Allegedly, Jay Glazer talked to Robert Saleh after the firing, saying Coach Saleh was blindsided by it. Certainly disappointed, but wasn't that he wasn't going to be given the opportunity to get things going with what he said is a very good roster. So Coach Saleh still thinks, you know, that what they had in the locker room was good. He thought he was going to maybe be given the opportunity to turn it around. That's what Jay Glazer's reporting. He is not. He's been canned. He's been fired. He's been released. They've decided to go their separate ways.
He's going on vacation.
You know, normally that is how he's going on vacation, is what was reported by Mike Silver, I believe.
And to think that, like, and you know, you and I both agree, when Jay Glazer reports it's 99.8%
accurate. No, it's real. Yeah. Like, Glazer talked to the guy. Like, yeah. Glazer's the best insider out there.
So now we have, and here's what I put together, then I'm going to let you just take it away. Here's what I think happened, and I'll listen to you.
All right.
So I think what happened is, Aaron Rodgers basically, Robert Saleh was like, hack it. I'm the head coach. Our offense sucks. We got to figure something out. You're the guy to blame. Demotion. Hackett calls Rodgers immediately and says, he's going to fire me. I'm going to get fired. What do we do? Rodgers, instead of calling Saleh or instead of calling somebody else, calls Woody Johnson.
Right.
And says, hey, man, you brought me here for a reason. You told me who to bring in. You told me what to do. This is what I want to do. If he's going to do that, I just won't play. I'll take my ball and go home. And Woody Johnson, with his back cornered in a wall, with a superstar and a face of the league, not the face, but a face of the league, basically said, well, I can't let that happen. So that's why it felt blindsided. That's when he came into the room. And that's when he said, hey, buddy, you got to go. And we're moving on, and you're not going to talk to your teammates. You're not going to talk to your coaches. Here's a security guard to make sure everything goes all right, and see you later. And that's, in my mind, what happened yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's very ironic to me that 5 minutes after Nathaniel Hackett was, quote-unquote, allegedly demoted from play-calling duties, Robert Saleh was fired as head coach. Because Aaron Rodgers strikes me, and look, I don't think it's anybody's, nobody's, like, shocked. He's a narcissistic, self-centered human being. I mean, that's just who he
who
is.
Who licks toads.
Right, who licks toads, yeah, lives in dark. And you know, toad. So Aaron is narcissistic and he's self-centered and he's all about himself. And it was never about winning a championship with the Jets. It was trying to do one last thing for himself. That's what this thing was all about. That's why you bring a loser coach with you, which Nathaniel Hackett is. I mean, the thing in Denver, I mean, it's atrocious, right? He's a loser. So you bring a guy that you know you can, I don't want to use the term beat up, but bully a little bit. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers bullies Nate Hackett because Nate wants to be friends friends with Aaron. And then you start assembling this roster of has-beens and never-will-bes around you, and you're sitting at 2-3 right now. And so I do believe that's what happened. I do believe that word got to Aaron Rodgers from Nate Hackett. Nate, you know, went in and had their normal Tuesday meeting, and you know, you're the head coach, you're Robert Saleh, and it's your ass that's on the line. And you look at Nate Hackett, go, dude, like, Zach Wilson scored 93 points last year at this point in time. Aaron Rodgers has scored 93 points at this time. It's just not working. We need to change some things up a little bit. So, you know, Bobby Von Bobby is going to call the plays, and you're still going to be the offensive coordinator, but we're going to turn the play calling duties over. 5 minutes later, Robert Saleh is fired. Mm. Are you telling me that Woody Johnson just out of the blue thought, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fire my coach right now, 5 games into the season when we're playing for first place, right? Mm. That's the other thing people forget. If the Jets beat the Bills, which is a very beatable team, the Jets are in first place in the AFC East. A playoff team, if they win this game, they are in first place and would be hosting a home game if they win the AFC East. So 5 minutes after Nate Hackett had his play calling duties taken away, the head coach is fired. I mean, we're all drawing that line. And I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is going to come out and say on Pat McAfee today he had nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. He's a liar. Nobody believes Aaron Rodgers anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers has done this to himself. He doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. And man, if you're one of those other 52 dudes in that room, you went and called daddy? What kind of guy are you? Like, Full Metal Jacket again. You know, like, you went and cried to your dad after some stuff went down on the playground instead of handling your own business, and you got this guy fired.
Well, not only that, it's like you called your dad's dad.
It's yeah,
like,
right.
It's
yeah.
like being in the restaurant industry. You don't go talk to your general manager. You call, like, the regional manager.
Yeah.
You're or like, why would you do that?
Like, people who go to the restaurant and complain to the manager. Did you talk to the server yet? Did you have that conversation?
No.
Odds are you didn't. You just went and complained to the manager, Karen, right? Mm-hmm. And so Karen Rodgers went and complained to the manager and then got the coach fired because they have a dope as offensive coordinator. I don't care that he grew up here in Kansas City and went to a Blue Valley high school. That is irrelevant. So don't peddle that nonsense. He sucks at his job. He's ridden Aaron Rodgers' coattails. And then Aaron Rodgers found out it ain't working. So they were going to make a change, which they should have been making. Mm. And he went and cried to his dad's dad and went and saw the manager and got free Starbucks for a year.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.